Making a difference in our community. This is Bill Slavin from the Table Community Food Center. Bill, thanks for being an outstanding volunteer and welcome to Lake 88.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Bill, the Table is such a well-known organization in and around Perth. How did you get involved with it?
Well, actually, we were walking our dog one day through Lastool Park and we saw the garden. And so we stopped by and talked to the lady there. And it's not my thing to dig up weeds and stuff. And so we found out through Joanne about the Table and then just walked over one day and applied.
How long ago was that?
We arrived in Perth last May, and it was probably in June by the time we settled down. And so I've been doing it since last June.
It's really interesting that you chose the Table, especially with affordability and food insecurity being so in the forefront these days. Did that play into your decision a little bit, trying to help other people?
Oh, very, very much so. Yeah. And I have some, I helped out at the shelter in Newmarket before I came. So I had some experience doing, of all things, dishes. So I love my time in the dish pit there.
Some of the best times can be had in the dish pit. I know that for a fact.
Absolutely.
Why did you feel it was important to give back? Here you are, a new member of the community, and it sounds like it was one of the first things that you did.
As you know, their mission is to foster a healthier and a more connected community. And with food insecurity being, you know, as you said, one of the main issues these days, I just thought it was a great place to go. And it's a great way to meet people as well.
We've also been told by Ramsey Hart that you provide a great deal of entertainment around the organization. It sounds like being social with the people that you're helping and with your fellow volunteers is very important to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like my new BFF is from the Table as well. It was just a great way to meet them, you know, and meet the other people as well. It's a really, really nice atmosphere for us as the volunteers.
As someone who's retired, and often we hear of retirees looking to find different things to fill their time. Mm-hmm. Talk to other retirees out there about how volunteering can help you not only keep busy, but the sense of accomplishment that you have.
It's uplifting, let's say. I enjoy going there every day. And every day I leave, I feel like I've achieved something. You know, just the odd time you overhear somebody saying thank you, and that's all it takes.
What are you most proud of?
I think we put out a good product. When you look down at the meals that we're handing out, it's a good product. And I know people are going to enjoy it, and they usually do. So I think that we're most proud of that, the quality.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is a family affair. Your wife is involved as well, right?
Yeah, my wife does they have a food box that they send out every 2 weeks with vegetables, et cetera, in it. She does that on every second Thursday.
Any last words you'd like to leave our listeners with, sir?
Yeah, I would like if anybody, like, as you said, there's any retirees in Perth that need something to do, you know, fill a couple hours every day or every other day, by all means, drop by and see Ramsey Hart at the food bank.
You get volunteers of all different ages too out there too. It's a great cross section of the community, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. As I said, great way to meet people and make new friends.
Bill, it's been a pleasure to speak with you today. Thank you so much for what you do for the community. We hope you keep doing it for a long time. We know how valuable you are. It's been a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Thanks so much, Bob, and good luck to you the rest of the way.
Bill Slavin is the gentleman that we've been speaking to right now. He volunteers at the Table Community Food Center. Listen to all of our volunteers at lanarkleadstoday.ca.